Taking a few moments now to settle into a meditation posture, feeling the body sitting in a dignified, gracious way, opening the heart to our experiences and to ourselves with friendliness and interest, and residing for a little while on this sense of sitting and being breathed, feeling the breath breathing itself through us. Letting the other thoughts and emotions and sounds come and go like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the breathing. And hopefully, having settled ourselves a wee bit, we can now shift from the breath as our object of mindful awareness to our dream path phrases. So just as we do with loving kindness meditation, where we repeat phrases of goodwill towards ourselves and others, and let that be the object of mindful awareness, returning back to it whenever the attention wanders, we can do exactly the same thing with these path words. So, for example, if you had a path word of courage, may I live from courage, may I be courageous. Or if you had a path word of truth, may I live from truth. So these very important values that we each hold, turning them now into aspirations and objects of meditation. And so, taking a look at your first path word and phrase, and silently repeating it to yourself a few times. May I, may I. Repeating it over and over again. And when the attention wanders, just coming back to the phrase. Let the phrase nourish you. So let the meaning that the phrase holds for you be felt within the body and the heart. And then pausing with the first phrase, just noticing how you're feeling physically and emotionally. And allow yourself now to repeat your second dream path word in its phrase, may I. May I, and repeat it again and again and again, drinking it in. feeling free to glance at your phrase. Feeling free too if, as you try on the phrase, you discover it's not quite the right word. And there's a better word that may percolate up. Allow yourself to experiment with it, and you'll get to jot it down in a few minutes. Really relish the phrase, savor it. In the body, in the heart, in the mind. And then pause with the second phrase and just notice how you feel in body, heart, and mind. And now trying on your third dream path word as a phrase of aspiration. May I, may I. Remembering these are phrases of aspiration, they are not goals. They're no more a goal than the direction north. Simply direction. Intention. And you'll get to write shortly. Just repeat the phrase and feel it in the body. Savor it. And then pause with your third phrase, allowing yourself to just feel it. And does it sit in the body? Is there ease? Is there tension? Just noticing. What's happening with the breath? Has it deepened? Is there a sense of inspiration? And now trying on all three phrases. So just as we do with loving kindness practice, we often have three or four phrases that we repeat in sequence. May I this, and then may I that, and may I now this. So repeat them now in sequence, all three, one after the other. Taking your time. And again, pausing with that and noticing how it all sits with you physically, emotionally, mentally. And just feeling that the body is sitting and breathing. And then listening to this poem, anonymous author. And it's actually the first poem I ever used in this program. And here it is. Many people speak of dreams as fanciful things like fairies and charmed rings and lands of enchantment. Others only believe in faraway dreams such as stars or sea castles with elf-like inhabitants. There are daydreamers and nightdreamers who dream up make-believe places. They use much imagination and in that are dream-gifted. But the serious dreamers are those who catch dreams and bring them to life, to show that when they were dreaming, they meant it. And so may we all find a way to bring these aspirations to life in specific actions. Just listening to the bells now to finish.